And in recent years, one of the popular concepts has been holistic healing. So to be in line with that philosophy, we're doing our best to give you a holistic experience this morning. We have two beautiful ladies for you to look at as you hear the presentation, who have really delightful voices that you're going to enjoy listening to. I've offered you my hyacinths, and we have the aroma of coffee, or help yourself to some healthy herbal tea over there. And so we've basically tried to address the needs of all five senses and at the same time provide for the stimulation of the mind. These two ladies, besides being good friends, have a history of service to this organization. Each one has actually been a president of the Caballerian Women's Club. They're gifted and creative hostesses. They've both participated in many entertainment programs. We're so lucky, aren't we, that the philosophy gives us these opportunities for expression in such a huge range of ways. And then they've proved able administrators in the Women's Club. But their particular focus this morning is as co-instructors of the course we refer to as Healthy Living. And to give you sort of a Reader's Digest summary of the current emphasis in the course, because of course the course itself could go on for 12 months nonstop. There's so many ramifications to healthy living, but to give us a bird's eye view of how it's being presented now and perhaps to inspire us to retake the course or reread our material, please join me in welcoming Corianne Ariel and Carmel Tanner.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sunday morning class. So as Stephanie was saying, our discussion this morning is based on the Healthy Living course, and that course is an 8-week long course. So this morning it's a very condensed version, extremely condensed. But we sort of have chosen different topics that are the most important in how to create good health. So we, you know, if we were to write our value, well, good health either comes first or very close to the top, because without health we have nothing. So the Caballerian philosophy teaches some basic principle that if applied can help us either to regain good health or to maintain good health. So we teach three basic laws, like the physical laws, mental laws, and spiritual laws. And these, of course, there are more physical, mental, and spiritual laws, but for the purpose of our discussion, we are only going to talk about these ones, because they are the most important for health. What do? I pick it up? Okay. So, physical laws, we first diet. We all know our diet is so important. We all always hear, oh, I have to stay on a good diet, or I need a good diet to stay healthy. So diet, we have a different concept of diet in the philosophy, and Carmel will cover that more in detail later. Now, exercise, very, very important. We all hear everywhere how important exercise is. You open a magazine and they talk about exercise. They give different exercise techniques. Well, exercise is very, very important. What it does, besides toning the body and helping the circulation, it also helps our lymphatic system to move, because the lymphs provide nourishment to all the cells, and it remove all the toxin. So it is very important to exercise to allow the lymphatic system to move in the body and to do its work. And the only way that the lymph moves is through exercise. So, the blood circulate has the heart to pump pumped it, but the lymph doesn't have anything. So that is why we have to exercise to maintain good health. Also, in order to maintain good bones, strong bones, we need to do some sort of weightlifting exercises. That could be just jogging, push-up, or anything that requires you to lift weight. Or you can go to a gym or buy these fancy exercise units too. Now, elimination, of course, that goes without any comment. Breathing, very important for good health, because when we breathe, first of all, if we stop breathing, we don't last very long. But the breathing energizes all the cells in the body and vitalizes all the cells in the body. So breathing, very important for good health, good physical health. And we will cover breathing in more detail later as well, because it is so important. Now, cleanliness is also very important because it keeps our body lifted. It keeps the vibration of the body lifted, and that is important to keep healthy. Now, with the mental laws, I wrote down here the mathematical principle. In the philosophy, we teach principle of 1 to 9, and we teach how the name creates our mind. So as a mental laws, we're talking here about a balanced name. If we do not have a balanced name, then it creates tension in the body, and as a result, we have health problems. In spiritual laws, I wrote down the true purpose of life. It is laws relative to the attainment of our true purpose in life. The Kabbalah philosophy teaches what our purpose is, and it teaches how we create harmony between the physical, mental, and spiritual. And when there is no harmony, then we have health challenges. So these are the three different laws relative to health. And this brings us to a concept we teach in the philosophy called the three rights, right? Eating, breathing, and thinking. And Carmel is going to cover that. Do you want me to write it down?
Sure. Thank you, Corianne. So this course builds on the life analysis training course. And as Corianne mentioned, there is a growing awareness of the importance of being responsible for our health and incorporating a more natural lifestyle, the diet, deep breathing, relaxation, etc. And of course, we know the Kabbalarian philosophy has been teaching these principles for 75 years. And health is a balance, is a concept of balance between the thinking and the body and the purpose. It's balanced thinking and balanced living. So this course provides a step-by-step understanding and the basic tools for creating a healthy body and a constructive life. And these tools are right eating, right breathing, and right thinking. So we teach the concept that we need to eat the foods that provide nourishment for the body, foods that are easy to digest and that can be properly assimilated and absorbed with a minimal amount of waste. So these foods generate more physical energy and vitality, but as important is these foods also don't interfere with the mental process, and they create a greater quickness and alertness of mind. So we do have to be aware of what we are putting into our bodies, and we do have to treat our bodies as a temple of the spirit. So food is energy is produced from the food we eat, but as you'll what is taught in the course is the highest form of energy is generated in the body from the air we breathe. And as Corianne mentioned, we can go a few days without food, but we can't go many minutes without breathing. And right breathing, it's the most vital function of the physical body. And through this course, we learn how to extract the power from the breath to vitalize our bodies. And we can't stress enough the importance of the breath, but equally important is the focus of the mind, is the focus on the balance and the stability of the mind, because the breath empowers the thought, whether that thought is positive or negative. So it is very important to recognize how our thinking is energized by deep breathing. So a proper understanding and use of the power in the breath is what empowers our mind to bring into fruition whatever we desire. Right thinking, so we know we have to control our thinking, our desires, to control what we eat, and to transform good food into our health, into good health. And our thinking influences every cell in our body. So, again, through this course, we learn how to create a state of physical and mental relaxation at will, practiced in conjunction with the breathing exercises. So right thinking is the ultimate means of balancing our health. So learning to be calm, learning to be relaxed and objective. As well, you know, enjoying a good laugh, being kind, optimistic, responsive, flexible, lighthearted. These are also good for one's health. So a balanced, stable mind is a happy mind, and a happy mind is a prerequisite for health. So right living is based on the principles of right eating, right breathing, and right thinking. And that's why this philosophy is so unique, because it gives the practical steps on every aspect of life. So, Corianne.
Okay, so the Kalman philosophy teaches the reason and the origin of the discord to the mathematical principle. So we find if someone has, let's say, a lot of wine, they would have head tension, problems with the extremities, a lot of two, they would have problems with the glandular system. So we go to the cause of a health weakness as we relate it to the mathematical principle. We see the effect in the physical body, and then we go to the mental plane of mathematics, of the makeup of an individual to find what the cause is. So we find that there are nine systems. I'm going to write them on the board here. First, we have the skeletal. Digestive. Now we have the automatic.
Autonomic.
Autonomic. Central. So the central nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, like the respiratory. Thank you. Let's look down. So we have the skeletal, glandular, circulatory, digestive, the autonomic nervous system, the central nervous system, respiratory, reproductive, and the peripheral nervous system. So we find that that the one quality is relative to the skeletal system, and names that are strong in the one are Peter, Ralph, Pat, Dan, Kay, Hillary, and Davis. So individual with those names would show tension in the extremities of the body, hands, feet, head. They would have head tension that affects the eyes, the teeth, sinuses, ears, throat. And these people suffer from headaches, weaknesses in their joints, and they can suffer from osteoporosis and other type of bone disease. So that is why all of us, we have to exercise, do weight exercise, but mostly those people with one-ish quality, like the names I just mentioned, are more susceptible to it. So that is important that they do those kind of exercises. And also these people are usually very fond of heavy foods, meat, and dairy products. And this causes too much acid, uric, and mucus in the system. And this causes gout, kidney, and kidney stones. So the people strong in the one, they must set up a light diet of fresh vegetables, fresh non-acidic fruits, do weight-bearing exercises to keep their bones strong. So now the two quality is relative to the glandular system, and names like Elizabeth, Audrey, Phyllis, Doug, Joe, Foster, the last name of Foster, her first name, Porter, Heather, and Oliver. So people strong in the two qualities, they're very fond of rich foods. They love gooey dessert, ice cream, whipped cream, chocolate, or anything sweet. And usually people strong in the two, they're not all that fond of exercise. So as a result, they have their glandular system becomes overloaded, and they end up with weight type of problems, like they become overweight. And the fluids in the body settles in the legs, so they have the swelling of the legs and the ankles, varicose vein, kidney, and bladder type of problems. So the two people that are two-ish, they must recognize the need for good food, like vital food and nourishing foods, and the need of drinking plenty of water and regular exercises. Now, the three is relative to the circulatory system, the liver, and the skin. And we have names like Ruby, Justin, Charlotte, and Chris. So three-ish people are very energetic, and to fuel that need, they tend to go for quick energy foods like caffeine, alcohol, sugar, starches, acidic food, chocolate. And they also love to mix all kind of weird food together. So as a result, they end up with a heated bloodstream, and that causes skin problems, boils, pimples, acne, eczema. And because the liver has to work so hard to help digest all this weird type of food that the three loves to eat, well, they end up with liver problems. So again, like all of us, the three needs plain food, non-acidic fruits, and in order to maintain a good health. Now, the four is relative to the digestive system, and we have names like Donovan, Marie, Duncan, Arthur, Stuart, and Julian. So these people love heavy, solid type of food, like pasta, potatoes, meat, cheese, tapioca pudding, bread, pizza. So too much of this heavy diet causes sluggishness in their system, and that affects the digestive system and the eliminative tract. So when the system does not eliminate the waste matter, It gets reabsorbed in the body, and this causes some serious problem. It causes lung congestion, resulting in bad breath, and it affects the skin, causing body odor, boils, pimples. So what happens is that the body's got these toxins now back into the system, and it's trying to throw them out in every way it can. So good elimination is crucial for good health. So the four should adopt a simple diet, more people strong in the four quality, and eat plenty of fresh vegetables, non-acidic fruit, should avoid meat, too much starches and refined foods, and drink plenty of water. And again, make sure that they exercise to lift the body out of the sluggishness. So now Carmel will cover the autonomic, the central nervous system.
So as we studied in the life analysis training, the five quality, the Terry, the Emily's, the Betty's, and the Jeff's, these five qualities, it's an intense quality, and the five qualities like a big antenna receiving and responding to the impulses of life. And these feelings register on the solar plexus, and they're interpreted as by the mind as impulses of thought. And that's why the fives are intuitive. They get hunches, get premonitions. And because of the intensity, the five quality can often be very detrimental, the imbalance of the five quality on a person's health. So system is of the five is the autonomic nervous system, and that is composed of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems, and that is what kicks in to work automatically when we are born. It controls the heartbeat, the breathing, the circulation, the digestion. It keeps us alive in the body functioning normally if there's balance. Now, the solar plexus is the largest autonomic nerve center. And as we know, the solar plexus is the body battery, and it's the center of the sympathetic nervous system. And it is connected to the brain through nerves in the spine. So when a child takes its first breath, the nervous system responds to the power of prana in the breath, and that nervous system is activated to respond, and the child becomes an independent being. A vital part of the autonomic nervous system is the vagal nerve, and that runs from the brain down to the stomach and the solar plexus. And the intensity of feeling experienced by the five comes through the vagal nerve, and that's what causes the sensitivity, the touchiness, the high-strung quality that upsets the solar plexus and the stomach. You know, that's the road rage, the quick reactions. It's also the cause of the strong likes and dislikes. The parasympathetic nervous system, it's like the supervisor that says, okay, just step back there, calm down, take a deep breath, etc. So the autonomic nervous system, composed of these two other systems, is what creates the balance in the body. When we live in feeling and we allow our feelings to register through temper, through irritation, through restlessness, and so on, these feelings steal away the vitality of the body. And anyone can feel and live in their feelings, but it takes an intelligent understanding of life for the mind to gain control over those feelings. So we place a lot of emphasis on mind over feeling. So the sixth quality, that's relative to the sixth sense, the sense of knowing. And those are the qualities of the John, the Morris, the Ross, and the Alex. And it's the most balanced influence between the mind and the body. And the sixth is a stable, self-sufficient, poised quality. And there's a lot of stability between the mind, and they enjoy good health. However, too much of the sixth quality can result in mental tension, resulting in uncontrolled thoughts, particularly worry, which can break down that mental stability and result in severe mental problems. So the system of the six is the central nervous system, and that includes the brain, and it's right down to the base of the spine, and it branches out in a number of main nerve lines. The central nervous system that responds to the direction of the mind. The mind says, pick up that pen, and the muscles respond. And it's through the central nervous system that we can develop greater mastery over the physical body. And there is a direct correlation between self-discipline and freedom of mind. And we practice discipline over the emotions. And we are very serious about never getting angry, never allowing ourselves to go into a mood, never allowing ourselves to feel depressed, feel lonely. We really work to discipline and control these feelings. And one of the objectives of a healthy body is freedom from aches and pains. And our bodies then are responsive to what our minds want to do. And if our minds are free, then we can be happy, productive, and creative. And then Corianna is going to go on to the seventh quality.
So the names strong in the seven qualities are Carolyn, Anthony, Mona, Margaret, Oscar, George, Ingrid, and Donna. So these people are very sensitive type of people. They're extremely self-conscious, insecure, and they are often fearful of life even at times. They are repressed, secretive, moody, and this creates a tightness in the chest area and as a result, shallow breathing. So it causes tension in the heart, lungs, and bronchial organs. So they have cough, throat condition, chest cold, pneumonia, pleurisy. And their lack of health is relative to the fact that they don't breathe properly and they don't utilize the power of the breath properly. So lots of exercise. They need to do lots of exercise to stimulate the breathing and do breathing exercise as well.
So the eight is these are the names Bill, June, Sue, Muriel. And the eight is a connoisseur of foods, and they have educated palates, and they pride themselves on knowing which sauces to have with which dishes and which wines to have. And they like everything rich, including rich foods. And as a result, they overload their bloodstreams and their lymphatic systems with toxins, and this leads to serious health complications. With women, it's female problems, and men, it's the prostate. So too much eight can cause sterility in both men and women. And the eight quality is relative to the reproductive system, and included in the reproductive system is the pituitary gland, which regulates the female ovulation and the male reproduction of sperm. And this is responsible, the pituitary gland is responsible for hormonal balance and growth. And another key gland is the pineal gland, which is responsible for sexual desire and the biological clock that determines our aging process. So the reproductive system has a dual purpose. One is the physical reproduction, and the other is relative to generating conscious growth through conserving and transmuting that vital force. So while the reproduction produces a physical form and the breath of life turns it into a living vehicle, it is that eight that instills the intelligence in the seed. So with insufficient power of the breath, this conscious generative power remains dormant. So the spiritual purpose of the reproductive system is to use the creative reproductive power to produce the energy of consciousness. So going on to the nine quality, and that's names of Cliff, Dick, Phil. The intensity of the nine quality can burn out their nervous systems and they suffer nerve damage because of the nerve energy depletion. The nines have a very special power when lived on the higher side. It's a tremendous power to be used for good. On the negative, it can burn them out very, very quickly. So the nine quality is relative to the peripheral nervous system, and that interconnects and entwines with both the fifth and the sixth systems. Large nerves extend down from the base of the spine, from the base of the brain, and branch out, forming the basis of the peripheral nervous system. And that covers the peripheral of the body. The mind functions through the brain cells and through the peripheral nervous system to contact points throughout the body. And so you'll notice that the nines can often get a shakiness. But the reason the nine is such a powerful number is because of the nervous system. However, they can have a challenge because the nervous system is usually too difficult for them to control. They can gain the control through a balanced name, through knowledge of breathing and control of the mind over feelings. But they must learn to be constructive and balanced in their giving and never lose control of their feelings and emotions. They need to establish perspective, why they're here, what they're doing, where they're going, and what is required. Then they can harvest that power in order to give back relative to that tremendous potential within, which is within each one of us.
Okay, so now we have covered the systems of the body. We are going to go into the vocabulary and concept of what a good diet is, because diet is such an important contributor to good health. So first, let us look at the four states of the bloodstream, and I'm just going to write them down.
My assistant is backstage.
Okay, so we have these are the four states that we find in our bloodstream if we are not eating properly. So greasy, cold, hot, or dry. So if we eat too much fried food, meat, this causes us to have a greasy bloodstream. So those type of food cause a sluggish bloodstream, and then the bloodstream is unable to throw off the waste matter. And again, this causes pimples, boils, mucus, bronchial and lung troubles, even cancerous growth, constipation, glandular troubles, and many other physical problems. Now, a cold bloodstream is caused through eating too much salt, vinegar, pickles, too much of the sour type of food, and cold foods such as ice cream, milkshake, soda water, cold water, water that's too cold even. It is also caused by standing too long on a cold floor, and that chills the feet and lowers the vibration of the bloodstream. So what happens is that a cold bloodstream causes too much water in the blood, and it creates kidney and bladder weaknesses, swelling of the legs and ankles, kidney and bladder weaknesses. So it causes kidney stone, varicose veins, and female troubles. Now, a hot bloodstream, the blood becomes hot when first we don't drink enough water, when we become angry or emotional, when we consume too much sugar, sweets, starches, alcohol, drugs, spice foods, or simply also when we eat too much food. So also we get a hot bloodstream by wearing too much clothing, not getting enough exercises and fresh air. And so a hot bloodstream causes high blood pressure, fits, strokes, dizziness, skin rashes, eczema, and fevers. Now the dry bloodstream, that is an interesting one. It's caused by not consuming enough of good oils, like the omega-3 oils, which are found mostly in wild salmon, sardines, flax seeds, and walnut. It's also caused by eating too much sugar, acid fruits, and the result of a dry bloodstream gives us kidney ailments, cancer, and growth. So now we want to establish a fifth type of bloodstream, and that would be a healthy bloodstream. That's really what we're going for. And Carmel is going to describe, to give us a better concept of the Cavalarian diet, which will assure us to gain a healthy bloodstream.
Well, I'll go into the details on a Cavalarian balanced diet, but just want to say that also within this course is a framework for a special cleansing diet, and that's a diet specifically developed to regain one's health if that is required. So diet, as we know, plays an important part in the creation of a healthy, vital body. Eating is an important function, and it is something that we should derive pleasure from, as well as nutrition. So we need a diet that provides fuel for the body, that rebuilds cells, and that replenishes minerals and enzymes, both for physical and mental activity. And we need to eat foods that facilitate the process of removing the waste matter from the body. So a modified vegetarian is the Cavalarian concept of a balanced diet. And it consists of a wide variety of leafy and root vegetables, preferably raw, both raw, preferably fresh, both raw and lightly cooked, fruits, preferably non-acid, eggs, fish, preferably wild and shellfish, raw nuts and seeds, whole grain products, beneficial fats, as was mentioned by Corianne, as well, in moderation, we enjoy sugars, starches, and dairy products. The Cavalarian diet absolutely excludes fish or fowl. Flesh or fowl. Sorry, I was jumping to my next thought. sometimes you see a vegetarian item listed as a vegetarian item on a menu, and then when you inquire, you find out that it's cooked with chicken or whatever. And, I don't know if they've ever seen chickens growing in a garden, but it definitely is not part of our diet. And meat overheats the bloodstream, and it disturbs the emotions and causes a myriad of health problems. All the proteins we need are contained in the plant kingdom. So we actually exclude flesh for physical, mental, and spiritual reasons. So we endeavor to eat a diet that is natural and simple. We select fresh foods, locally grown and organic if possible. We avoid foods that have been irradiated and genetically altered. We avoid foods that create excess toxins or inflammation in the blood, because this is what breaks down the body tissue, and this is what creates premature aging. So we seek the path of balance, the middle path. And we're very cognizant of foolish fears and fetishes about diet, because they again interfere with the digestive function. And we avoid extreme diets. However, we know that diet alone is not the magic key that will ensure a sensitive and well-balanced body conducive to mental and spiritual development. The key is mental balance in conjunction with right eating, right breathing, and right thinking. As well covered in the course is a number of health tips. These are simple but effective home remedies. However, for example, how to cool a fever, how to treat burns, how to settle an upset stomach, a natural source of iron for the body. Also included is an exercise for rebuilding one's eyesight. And this exercise also improves one's ability to concentrate. So now we're going to go on to breathing. And we need the breath to exist, but we want to do more than just exist. We want to develop the tremendous potential within the breath, and that is for the physical health and vitality, for mental strength, and for ultimate spiritual fulfillment and mental peace and tranquility. And in this course is contained a pattern of exercises to be practiced daily. But we also explain how each exercise can be used in specific situations. For example, to overcome nervousness, to deal with a shock, to regain mental individuality, and much, much more. So there is a direct relationship between breathing and the vitality of the brain cells and the strength of one's mind. And we know it is easy to be optimistic when the body is fit and healthy and full of vitality. And when we have more stamina, we can keep the mind focused. Plus, vitality is like a conductor for creative thought. And we also know that we can remain individual from negativity as the mind is clearer. And again, through the breathing, one is able to stay calm when others are reacting. A strong solar plexus, the body battery, is developed through increased breathing, and it is the only answer to many illnesses. So the breath of life is the principle that gives one life from the very first breath that determines our spiritual potential. So the more one breathes consciously, absorbing the vital pranic power, the greater one's physical and mental powers develop, and the closer one comes to that inner creative power. The mind is the greatest power in the universe, but it is dependent on three factors: the knowledge of the spiritual principle, and wisdom is power, the balance of the mind through the name, and proper utilization of the breath of life. And then Corianne is going to discuss the importance of thinking.
So in the Kabbalah philosophy, we have this motto: happy thoughts are healthy thoughts. We recognize how important positive thinking and happiness are to our well-being. This is also recognized in the world today. One time my husband and I were driving to work and we were listening to this radio program, and the host was interviewing the chief medical officer of the province. And he asked him, what is the, in your opinion, the most important thing to maintain good health? And he said, to be happy. So we were surprised, because this is not a concept we think that the medical profession has, but it is more and more recognized. And we read in magazine now how, you know, we have to be happy and maintain happiness. Well, that is easy to say, oh, I will be happy all the time now. But it is not easy to do. You know, very few people get up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to be as miserable as I can today. I'm going to make as many people miserable as I possibly can. I'll be a pest to everybody. Nobody says that. And yet, that is how so many people live their lives. So, you know, we wake up in the morning, we feel happy, and we want to have a good day, and then we're driving to work, and maybe someone cut us off, or something happened, we get irritated, maybe we get angry, maybe we lower our window and say a few words, whatever, and then we lose that sense of happiness. So what really it comes down to is we have to have control over our emotion. And because if we lose the control, then we lose our happiness. And if you, relating it to health, if you, whenever we have a cold or some sort of a health problem, maybe an infection of some kind or flu or whatever, if we look back maybe a day earlier or a few days earlier, we can relate it to something that has happened. Maybe we lost control in some way, or maybe we weren't getting enough relaxation, or maybe we were not eating properly, drinking enough water. So we can always relate a health problem to something in our thinking, something we did not do, something we should have done and we didn't. So that is how our health is relative to our thinking. Happiness takes a deeper meaning. We have to go deeper into finding what happiness really means. In the philosophy, we teach what our true purpose in life is and how to balance that purpose to our thinking, to our mind. And if we do not realize what that purpose is, then there is always a friction between what the mind does and what this inner urges is. So in the philosophy, we teach what our purpose is in life, and how to create a balanced thinking in order to express it. And if that inner urge is not expressed, then there's always friction, a lack of harmony, and then again, a problem with health. So this concludes our discussion this morning. Thank you very much for joining us, and we hope that this will inspire you to look more into the Kablerian philosophy, and we just thank you very much and have a good day.